You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God, always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
Hi, this is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. I'm excited about today's show. For starters, today's topic is faith in a divided world. And we'll be talking about the difficulty so many of us have living in a world today where too many people are quick to argue because they can't deal with the differences of opinion and how that can impact our faith. Also, I have an extraordinary guest, Myle Green, the CEO and president of World Relief. And of course, we'll talk a lot about prayer, and I'll be playing some of my music. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, our topic was when the Lord's answer is no, and how we have to learn and understand prayer, because a no is usually a not now, or no for what you were asking because I have something better in mind. On today's show, our topic is faith in a divided world. There are so many issues going on in today's world. As Christians, we are asked to believe in God, to trust our God, and most importantly, to love Him. And as Christians, we do. But holding on to that becomes challenging when we see the hatred we are dealing with every day. Those who disagree politically resort to violence because they have a different point of view. And those that are greedy, striving for more and more, while so many people are living paycheck to paycheck or not making ends meet at all. Many of us have questioned, where is God in all of this? And it's at those times that we may feel our faith, our belief and trust in God to waver. Well, here is the shocking news. It was all predicted by Jesus when He walked the earth. In the Bible it says, Matthew chapter 24, verse 6, "And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for this must take place." What this Bible verse is telling us is that much more will continue to happen in our lives that will test our faith. Remember, faith is a choice. We all have to either believe in, love, and trust our God or not. If we choose not, there is no hope for us to go to heaven when we die. But when we choose to live as Christians, we have to keep our faith at all times and not let the divided world affect us in any way. Faith in a divided world is our chance to show our Lord that we do love Him and that we accept all the wrong and, in many cases, horrible things that happened around us as we continue to show Him our faith. And yes, there will be many times when that is not easy, and some of us may have doubts, but all of these feelings, the Lord understands and is always there to help. Faith in a divided world allows us to show our strength and devotion to our Lord by keeping Him in our hearts while accepting the world around us. Keeping our faith no matter what difficulties come our way is another part of living life as a Christian. Today's topic is faith in a divided world. The media today thrives on covering stories that show us negative news stories one after the other. And to make it even more negative, they include adverse commentary. Many people refuse to watch the news, but those who do listen to these stories and often question, how can God allow this to happen? We have to remember it's not our Lord's plan to intervene in these matters, yet it all makes sense, because what our Lord asks of us is, despite all that you see, all that you hear, and all that you have to accept, I offer you eternal life with Me in heaven as long as you believe in Me. If our world here on earth was a paradise where every day was warm and sunny, No disease, no wars, no hatred, just a world full of peace and love. What challenge would we have to show our Lord our faith? And how could we prove ourselves worthy of a place in heaven when we die? Faith in a divided world is part of God's plan, and it's up to us to pass the test. The first song I'm going to play ties into today's theme of faith in a divided world. The song is called Just Say a Prayer. When I wrote this song, I thought about how we all take so much for granted, but when we see things that aren't right in our world, what we need to do is just say a prayer. Please listen now to my song, Just Say a Prayer.
See the world, there are so many times we're watching those living challenging lives, yet we go about our way, nothing to say, thinking we're fine. But what can we do for the people in need? Something so easy, it's hard to believe. We've got to just say a prayer for all those whom we should pray for. We've got to just say a prayer to have the Lord help them endure. We've got to just say a prayer to give our thanks and devotion. Stop and show him we can just say a prayer. Every day we walk and drive by places filled with those who cry, yet we don't stop to think. Our eyes don't even blink. We think we're fine. But what can we do for the people in need? Something so easy, it's hard to believe. We've got to just say a prayer for all those whom we should pray for. We've got
Art will be right back.
What does it mean to live a life of faith? What does it mean to live as a Catholic Christian? Hi, this is Bishop Kevin Sweeney, host of the podcast Beyond the Beacon. Join me as we discuss the mysteries of our faith, of the church, of living as Catholic Christians. Be inspired by engaging interviews with priests and seminarians, deacons, religious, women and men who live the life of faith day by day. How is God working in their lives today? Join me as I ask them and be part of the conversation on Beyond the Beacon. Listen and follow Beyond the Beacon wherever you get your podcasts or watch it on my YouTube channel. Thank you and God bless you.
Now I'd like to welcome Mile Green, President and CEO of World Relief, an outstanding organization doing remarkable work across the globe. Hi, Mile. Welcome to Let Go and Let God. How are you today?
Fantastic, Art. It's a real pleasure to be with you today.
It's a pleasure to have you on the show. Well, Mile, let's begin by telling our listeners a bit about World Relief and the powerful impact your organization is having around the world.
Yes. So at World Relief, our calling and our mission is to partner with the church to boldly engage the world's greatest crises. And so we are working around the world in some of the biggest humanitarian crises in the world. And we're also working throughout the United States to welcome and care for refugees and other people who have fled major crises.
That's an amazing background. Mile, I'm sure there are many, but is there one story that especially touched you or that reflects what World Relief is all about?
Well, I became a believer in my early 20s. And around that time, that I became a believer, God really opened up to me his scriptures about his heart for the poor and the marginalized and those people experiencing suffering. And it's with that that God really impressed upon me to take bold steps in faith. And that's what took me to Rwanda with World Relief nearly 20 years ago. And in that process, I stepped into that work, really letting go of a promising career in a different sector, and stepped in this work of working with people, many of them deeply affected by the HIV/AIDS crisis, which was very prominent in Africa at the time. And then I've really dedicated my work to this. I went to Fuller Theological Seminary and got a master's degree in intercultural studies and sharpening my learning. And then for the last 4 years, I've been serving as president and CEO of World Relief.
That's an amazing background. Well, I'm sure there are many, Mile, but is there one story that especially touched you or that reflects what World Relief is all about?
Well, I think back in particular to a woman that I met in Rwanda in my first year of service with World Relief. And at the time, World Relief was serving churches, training churches to help them do end-of-life care for people suffering from the HIV/AIDS crisis. And I met this woman, and she spoke so passionately about what she expected to happen after death, and that she knew that her eternity was secured and that she would spend eternity with Christ in heaven. But then her face got very somber, and she thought about her children. Her husband had already died, and she thought about her children and future, and she said, "But I worry about them. My church has said they'll take care of them, but I just don't know if they can do it." And for me, that really impressed upon this perspective and reminded me that, yes, God cares about spending eternity with us, but he also cares about our whole lives, and he cares about what we experience here on earth, and he cares about the future of children and what it's hold. And that's really motivated me in my work to ensure that churches around the world and throughout the United States are very well equipped to meet needs of vulnerable people in the community. And that really sits at the heart of World Relief's work and why we do what we do.
That's really powerful. Well, Mile, for those listening who feel inspired, how can they get involved or support World Relief and what you're doing?
Well, I encourage you to visit www.worldrelief.org and learn more about what we're doing. And in particular, check out our program, The Path. And this is World Relief's monthly giving community, which creates an opportunity for you to stand with us when disasters strike around the world or when there's policy shifts that affect the poor and the marginalized, and what it means that we can still offer hope and restoration in Jesus' name in the midst of those crises, and creates an opportunity to stand with us and stand with the church.
Thank you, Mile. Once again, that's worldrelief.org. And we've been speaking with Mile Green, President and CEO of World Relief. Mile, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today on Let Go and Let God.
My pleasure, Art.
Our topic today is faith in a divided world. We all have challenges in our lives that we must contend with. And when we see all the distress taking place in our world every day, it can lead us to doubt our faith and even to depression. When we give in to those feelings, it will only make things worse, but we have a choice. Pray to Jesus. Praying to Jesus will help us in so many ways. First, it lets us clear our minds of whatever is troubling us, because we can share that with the Lord. If we're troubled by things in our personal life, share them with Jesus. Let Him know what is troubling us and why. If we find ourselves upset by things taking place in our world that we cannot change, pray on that as well and share that with Jesus. There is nothing we can't tell the Lord, and the more we share our most intimate thoughts in prayer, the better we will feel and soon have a different perspective on whatever has been troubling us. It doesn't mean the Lord will change things, but what it does mean is that He will give us the strength to accept whatever is troubling us and the ability to get beyond it. You see, when we pray to Jesus, we are immediately showing Him we believe in Him, and that's important because that is us proving our faith. Tell Jesus how much we love Him and how grateful we are for all we have. Remember to pray for others and their needs, and most importantly, remember that whatever we are praying for cannot be prayed on once, but as often as we can, because the Lord works on His timeline, not ours. Praying often on something shows the Lord we believe that He will answer us, which usually happens through the words and actions of others. So as we go through our week, remember to pray to Jesus at least once every day and always share with Him our most intimate thoughts and never hold anything back. Understanding how to use prayer is another step in living life as a Christian. The next song I'm going to play talks about how, as Christians, we must accept everyone for who they are, just as Jesus accepts us, and not be critical of anyone. Please listen now to my song, In Jesus' Name.
Don't roll your eyes, don't criticize, look beyond what you can see. Don't talk about, don't sell them out, accept them for who they choose to be. It's not for you to say how they should live their lives. Love each other, stay in faith and see the light. Believe in Him as He believes in you. Worry not what the others do. No jealousy, no hostility. Believe in Him.
Art. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
Recapping today's topic, Faith in a Divided World, tells us that it is part of God's plan that the world we live in is filled with many obstacles that challenge our faith. If life here on earth were easy and simple, how could we prove our devotion to our Lord? We are constantly being thrown challenges and difficulties so that we can grow our faith. Faith in a divided world means many things because there is our personal world and the planetary world around us. Each impacts us in many ways every day. How we react to a situation is an opportunity to use our faith by sharing everything with Jesus through prayer and asking Him to get us to where we need to be. When we have strong faith, there is no divided world because our eyes are only fixated on one thing, our God, and that is the type of faith we must have with us all the time. When we do, we are never alone, never frightened, never lost, for the Lord is with us all the time. And finally, the last song I'm going to play today is a metaphor that shares God is light, because light is good and darkness is the devil. Please listen now to my song, God is Light.
Open your eyes, behold the beauty. God gave a sight for all of us to see. Open and heal my bones from the Father who heavenly light, a Father who gives His love.
God is light,
my light of salvation.
God is light,
whom shall I fear?
God is light,
the incarnation.
God is light,
for He is here.
God is light,
my light of salvation.
God is light,
I'm not afraid. I shall not fear the darkness of my life. I'm not afraid, God is light.
Open your mind to the glory of God. See the light, the sun and the stars.
Open your ears, hear all there is.
Look to the light, I know it's Jesus.
Every joy and kind good deed comes from Him above. The Father who gives us the light, our Father who gives His love.
God is light,
my light of salvation.
God is light,
whom shall I fear?
God is light,
the incarnation.
God is light,
for He is here.
God is light,
my light and salvation.
God is light,
I'm not afraid. I shall not fear the darkness in my life. I'm not afraid. God is light.
Mm-hmm.
Art will be right back.
What does it mean to live a life of faith? What does it mean to live as a Catholic Christian? Hi, this is Bishop Kevin Sweeney, host of the podcast Beyond the Beacon. Join me as we discuss the mysteries of our faith, of the church, of living as Catholic Christians. Be inspired by engaging interviews with priests and seminarians, deacons, religious, women and men who live the life of faith day by day. How is God working in their lives today? Join me as I ask them and be part of the conversation on Beyond the Beacon. Listen and follow Beyond the Beacon wherever you get your podcasts or watch it on my YouTube channel. Thank you and God bless you.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, There is Nothing Greater Than Spending Time with Jesus. Each day, we give our words to strangers, our energy to work, our text and calls to friends, and our care for family. But how often do we quiet our hearts and give even a moment to Jesus? Do we pray? Do we speak to Him? Or do we let His presence wait unnoticed? Every day becomes a holier, gentler day when we set aside even a few simple minutes with Jesus. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. I would like to thank my guest, Mayo Green. And if you would like to learn more about me, email me or listen to the music you were hearing on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.